I was reading some of the club minutes from the late 40s recently, and there was quite a bit of discussion on the committee about building a bungalow for the groundsman down here. But I don't think that ever happened. You never heard of that, did you?
No.
Never got to live in it, did you?
I thought you might have noticed, didn't I?
Yeah, I was too afraid they might want to build it or something. I've had a real good life. Oh, yeah. Well, thanks to my wife.
Tell us about being groundsman down here, though, Tommy.
What wonderful time.
Yeah.
With all these lads coming in, lovely. Yeah. Looking at this story, I said, "Oh, the hell did we carry on?" Over that place over there, they had a square bath.
Yeah, that's the back of what we're talking about now is the back of the old gymnasium, isn't it? That is now the Lion's Den.
That place there.
Yeah.
That's where you had your food in all in there, a cup of tea.
Yeah, you had the tea room this side. Yeah. The pitch side. Yeah.
And it was just up my street, really.
They had separate baths, didn't they, for the home and away team?
Yeah, right? Home and away. And what did it was all of. White brick, glazed bricks all the way round it, and I used to fill it up to the first brick with cold water. But then the pumps were already going, and then about 10 minutes before the match, back inside to start the hot water off.
Yeah. Well, there was a boiler house at the back of it.
Yes, yeah.
And what did the referees have?
they were separate. They were okay. So they had a little place of their own, the referee.
Yeah. Was that between the home and away?
Yeah.
Changing rooms.
Yeah. So it's stunned on its own. That did.
They had their own little bath, did they?
Yeah. Yeah. They were okay. Yeah. And that's why I stayed on with Dave to do that, and he said, "Well, if you look after that, I can watch the game. I can go down and watch the game. You have a set of keys that you've already got. You hang on to those, and anybody going in and out couldn't go in unless they saw me look with them to let them in, especially the doctor or anything like that. And if he came on with to do anything to any, then I used to go along with him in there and watch what they were doing. Yeah. And of course you get part of the commitments, what was going on. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
And you had the tea room in there as well, and I think yes, there was a committee room and an office as well.
Yeah, you look after that. Yeah, you go up and get the tea ready for them.
Right.
Big pot and carry that down in the dressing room. And
did they have training facilities for the players in there as well?
Oh no, they train on the ground.
Right.
That's always it. They used to get that maybe a bit of. I used to get a bit upset at times.
You used to get bloody angry, to be honest.
Spoiling your nice grass, were they?
Yeah, well, especially the Lions, for the Saturday. Of course, it was hard going, Mike, because I had to look after my job. There was no way I was going to leave the job that I had with the department. That's come in very handy, especially that pension.
So how many days or hours were you down here each week?
Every possible moment I could wangle. I had a little truck that I had. As soon as it was 12 o'clock, jump in, come down here and do whatever I had to do, and back to the job again. And as I say, I had to be careful because the people who were around would shop you especially here with Gilbert Dance, you had to be careful. He was one of the bosses anyway, so.
And did you have preparations to do on a Saturday morning as well?
Yeah, Saturday morning, all day, all down there, all together. So, yeah. Proving to the wife I was gone as soon as I got up, really.
So, can you talk us through what you did on a Saturday down here, Tommy?
One of the things you had to do was prepare the ground, definitely. That was a job. Then the boilers and all that had to be set up, ready for water, make sure the changing rooms were all clean, tidy, all the jerseys up and everything set out ready for the lads to come in and carry on with it. Then it was left then with the kit man, who dealt with all the kit. You hand that over to him. But he's passed on into the ground. It was a full morning, very hectic morning, but went very well. I had to be careful what I said to some of the players, because they used to go, I have finished up in the bath, to be going on. Fully clothed.
Was that before they made it muddy or after?
This is after. I've had some problems with Mr. Burton, especially.
Yeah. Well, I guess there was not much resisting him, was there?
No way. No.
So did you get to see much of the rugby, or were you too busy to watch the game?
Funnily enough, I always had that impression, you know, that I could never understand how it was built. That people down that end of the ground, standing up there, never saw the match.
At the Dean's Walk end, do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Down in that corner. Never saw the match. And I used to stand in that doorway there, and I could see everything that was going on.
That's the doorway at the back of the shed.
Yeah, that was the only way in and out of the ground, actually, as well, because nothing here. You had stewards on the gates in the back now that they used the main entrance there. And they have I have left notices with one or two of them if friends of mine ever come down to the ground and say, well, you see, the gentleman's only just recently died that used to look after the
Ted.
Yeah, he's only just recently. Used to say, mention my name and he'll let you through. Yeah.